dong, ding dong. The end of the year is here. We're going into the new year, making a little change. Welcome back, everyone. Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year. Evelyn is always bringing us in. We're making a little change. We're flipping the script. We're going to close out this year, get some mindset prep going into next year. And we thought, what an interesting way to point to what we think the top three most valuable episodes that are out there right now for you to listen to, start getting the wheels turning,
get your mind right,
get that mind right, maybe challenge yourself to make some change. So let's just dive in, Evelyn. Top three most valuable, hit us with number one.
All right. Well, I'll start by going backwards and saying, you guys, thank you so, so, so much for making For Designer Business possible. We launched it this year in 2025. It's been so much fun and we sincerely appreciate you tuning in to hear what we have to say. So we thought we'd wrap this year up by sending you backwards to some episodes maybe you missed or maybe we feel like could use a refresh going into this year. So I would say for me, my number one, Shay, you already know you're allowed to disagree with me if you'd like to.
Oh, don't hold me back.
My number one, I think, would be pricing models. I think we took an interesting spin on it. Shay kind of went from her least to most favorite of the pricing models that are out there. And then as a bonus, we gave you a little sneak peek into Shayna's special sauce hybrid pricing model and how she does it. As Shayna would say, this is the nucleus of everything. This is the determining factor of your profitability. In locking down your pricing model, you're going to know even more intimately your process and where you can really drive that profitability forward, that clarity for your clients, the expectation of what they can expect. If you're looking ahead to 2026 and you do not feel like you could check the box, I have my pricing model on lock, please go back and listen to that episode. There's so much value there for you. We're not tearing down anything you're already doing. Please hear that. If you've got a pricing model that isn't quite in Shayna's land of hybrid, there are still things you can do to strengthen that or simply to increase your clarity with what you've already got going on.
Listen, people, growth takes transformation. That's just what it is. So it doesn't mean right or wrong. It just means evaluate where you are and know that if you want to grow, you have to transform. You're in a continuous state of transformation. And if you are to the point where you're going to start pushing delegation, pushing growth, or starting to delegate, that is a massive, massive growth marker. We're here to support you, or just listen over and over to that episode. Because sometimes when information just kind of blows up your brain, like that pricing model, listening to that on repeat might help lock in what we are saying, how we are there to protect you. And of course, you need support. We're here to work on one-on-one throughout the new year, but I couldn't agree more. It's the heart, soul, nucleus. It is the business. So again, you're pushing delegation that and you feel like your pricing model's tight. It might look like reports. It might look like you need to enhance your reporting system internally. Because throughout the year, maybe you're evaluating, you felt like you were a little out of control and that caused some reactive states, whether internally or externally to those around you, and simple changes to enhance what you're going to do next year to maybe lessen that just a little bit. So it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum, pricing model, I think, is a great one.
Yeah, that's my number one for you guys. Go back. If you listened to it already, go give it a refresh. If you haven't listened to it yet, ding, 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 ding. Go check that one out to start your new year right.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Should I admit to you that I have no idea what that refers to? Like, is that a song? It's just your theme for today?
I don't know. It feels seasonal.
I love it.
In the spirit, people. Okay.
I'm obsessed.
Let's crawl our way to episode number two.
Number two, if I had to give you a number two, this is for those of you who look ahead to 2026 and see growth on your horizon. If you are planning to grow a team this year, whether that means you're thinking about freelancers or you're thinking about a new employee, or you even kind of understand the fractional model and want to consider what a virtual assistant, a fractional assistant would look like for you, go back and listen to our episode, The Fractional Model. This is really going to, I think, challenge what many of you think you know about how you need to grow a team, what it's going to take, the overhead that that's going to require from you. I will say the fractional model really is centered around 40biz, what we've built, what we offer, and why we think this is the modern way to run and grow a thriving design business in 2026 and beyond.
Yeah. Another challenging activity to break the mold of this thought process that when you need help, we're not running to just one person. And super interesting, yesterday in a final round interview, one of the new applicants was like, "This is genius." I was like, "I want to put you on the sales team." She was just so enthusiastic, but she had worked at Restoration Hardware in our house. And she's like, there's so many instances where she saw individuals failing or even herself because she wasn't strong at all the things. And there are a lot of specialties under this hat. Even inside of, like we talked about, we're not going to get into it heavily because you can listen to that episode. But even just thinking about a single drafter, and this was this individual, very strong at furnishings, understands pathways, everything surrounding furnishings. You drop her in a renovation or a construction document set, nope, nothing, no comprehension of it. So very proficient drafter, but only in a very specific lane even inside of that. So definitely that will help you start understanding what support do I need going into next year and start carving those into buckets because they are very specific. Listen to that. We'll carve them out for you. And then you're coming to the table from a much more educated place saying, I need two admin assistants, one specific in procurement, specializing in custom product order process, and another more design administrative, helping me with sourcing and presentation boards, for example. So definitely another good one to start helping you figure out what is the game plan for next year.
Totally. So those are my number one and two. And I'd say they're more focused on the practical, what it's going to require to grow this year in terms of profitability, in terms of the team and support around you. What I would say is my number three, not to say it's not practical. We talk a lot about practical things, but even more so, I picked my number three because of the mindset piece, getting a little bit of that Shayna on one motivational side of things too. And that is the one that we called creating opportunities. I definitely think that one's worth a re-listen, setting expectations around you yourself being your marketing engine, how that will grow. But really getting out there and creating your opportunities this year, chasing what it is that you want and making it happen. I feel like, Shay, you can take it away.
I mean, this is just the biggest one because at this stage, you are listening. It is the 30th day closing out this year, and it does not matter what happened this year at all. Let it go. Close the door. The way we're going to close those doors is through an analysis of what was great, what wasn't great, and lock in some solutions and lock in to some personal accountability that you are going to be the driving force of change. You're the change, regardless. I was on a coaching call yesterday and I was talking about this. Where's the next job? And he was like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, we need to lock into a routine so that you are driving this opportunity right now. Promise me, put it on the schedule. You're going to put 30 minutes weekly block on your calendar to outreach to, he wanted to focus on builders. It could be real estate agents, professional organizers, and also hold yourself accountable to going to that lunch or that dinner. And for him, he locked into every other week. He felt like that was a lot to even hold himself accountable to. But I looked at him on that call. I said, I promise you, you commit to doing that. We will meet at the end of next year and your entire world will change because you will have builders and outside professionals driving business into your inbox versus you waiting for the referral or lead source or website or things that take a long while to build upon in that marketing lens, tiny little changes. It's you, the people I love the most, I have to say, with the strongest level of tough love. It is within yourself to make the change. Everything that happened this year is totally inside your control. Totally. Whatever you're being stubborn about, get over it. That's kind of what I told myself this year. Not going to go into all my personal shares, but I'm just getting over it.
Different episode, Shay. Different episode.
Different episode. I'm getting over it. Or I'm evaluating the lessons learned. Overturn is hard. Thinking about the start of the year and how reactive I was on overturn and training new people. And now closing out the year just last week. Boom, boom, boom. Unexpected, whose father unfortunately broke his back and they can't work anymore and need to help. All these uncontrollable things. It just doesn't feel like it felt anymore. So it's also giving yourself the grace of reflecting backwards at how you've grown this year, knowing that whatever happened, you yourself are the driving change. No one else. Don't point the finger.
We gave the top three. Now let's just give a little scavenger hunt nugget. If you can go find the finger all in an episode,
the finger,
we'll send you a cupcake.
End of the year, I really want to challenge yourself. The finger goes nowhere but inward to yourself. That's it. You cause the change and you are the ripple effect against everyone around you. That one was marketing centric about opportunity, but it really ties into the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
What you put out into the universe, what you tell yourself you're going to hold yourself accountable,
where you direct your energy, what you stay consistent with.
Send us an email. Love to know. If you email us your routine, you listen to this, you shoot us an email like, this is what I am holding myself accountable to. I promise you, we will follow up.
We'll stay on your just wait.
Check in.
We'll be your accountability partners. We want that for you. We believe in you. We know you can do it. You just gotta pull up those big girl pants and do it.
Yep. And reminder, use your team and people around you, hold yourself accountable. And this was another thing that came up in coaching conversation yesterday. Heavy week comes in, things happen. You're sick, you need to take that Tuesday off. And you know, you're not trying to break that streak. You know, you kind of have to get addicted to it, that I need to get these two emails out. It's Tuesday. I got to email two people or follow up with two people. If you have an assistant, call your assistant. Hey, can you follow up with these two people? Just go into my inbox, follow up with these two people, or shoot them an email from your inbox and just try to get them scheduled on my calendar. Or I need high level accountability. Can you schedule yourself a reminder that at the end of Tuesday, you either check in with me to get a response and make sure I do this, or go into my inbox and make sure it's done. And if it's not done, then boop, 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 you can layer in protections so that whatever you are agreeing to yourself, you also have like, okay, I'm a human and sometimes humans are going to slip.
Yep.
And if I can't, or if I'm sick, or if the kids or whatever, then this is how it goes down as my backup.
We love a plan B.
Love a plan B.
Okay, we're looking at 2026. This is where we think if you've got a little time, you've got a little energy to put into getting it right before the new year, those would be our top three to go back to. Again, profitability, getting that support and that accountability team around you, and really looking ahead to this year as an opportunity to get out there and make it happen. If you go listen to those three, I feel like you'll be strutting into 2026, elbows out, doing a little dance. And here's what we've got coming for you next year. So we're going to start off January really thinking about it as this time to make change. Maybe you're a resolution person. I know some people like the word of the year, goal of the year, whatever it is. We're going to give you some really great episodes in January to help you sort that out. So we have Andrea Libros coming on the show, author and podcast host, She Thinks Big. She is really focused on the CEO mindset and helping you really think of yourself as a CEO, and in doing that and in believing that, performing that way. So that's a really great episode. That's coming early Jan. Then we have Donna Hoffman, the Interior Design Advocate, part two. We left you off, guys, with just one of her three pillars to a profit-proud business. I would say pillars 2 and 3 are must listens. Don't skip that. Donna, huge thanks for all the value that you still have to share going into this year. And then we're also going to pick Shayna's brain on all things routine. And I can say personally, as someone who works with Shayna, loves Shayna on the personal and professional side, her routine in 2025 was the anchor that kept our ship locked down. Well, that makes it sound like it's not moving. Okay, metaphors aside, Shayna's routine really
floating. We kept it floating.
Right. We're sailing. It was the sail.
We didn't shipwreck.
But it kept her locked in. Let's say that as the leader of our team and our company, as the leader of her life and everything she had going on, I can personally say I saw the results of the accountability that she created for herself, the routine that she made happen. So she's going to go into that and how she feels like whatever your routine is, what we want is that level of consistency from you. And so she's going to walk you through that in January as well.
It's all about the commitments, baby. Commitments. It's all about the commitments and zero room for any excuses.
Buckle up for that one. It might hurt a little, might sting a little, but we do, you know it comes from love.
Ding dong, ding dong.
More like dun, dun, dun.
I know. I had to make it sound like that.
But again, you guys, 2025 was so much fun for us and kind of letting this podcast bird fly into the air. We cannot thank you enough for being here, truly. And also, please don't forget, this is for you. If you are listening, you're like, who, me? Yes, you. Please ask us your questions. Send us your rants, your vents, the challenges you just faced. This can literally be a 2-on-1 sesh where you get feedback and our thoughts and our strategies for that. So please send them in. That's what we're here for. And thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See you in 2026.
Well, that wraps up our final episode of 2025. As you head into the new year, remember, growth takes transformation and you are the driving force behind the change you want to see in your business and your life. We hope that our top episode picks and reflections gave you a lot to think about as you wrap up this year in business. Please remember to give yourself a little grace along the way. No matter where you're starting from, you have the power to create the opportunities you want in 2026.
If you're ready to get serious about your goals or just need a little accountability, make a new decision to take your business to the next level. Schedule a call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes. You're just one phone call away from making 2026 your best business year yet.
And don't forget, we really want to hear from you. Please send us your questions or even just your rants. You can leave us an anonymous voice memo at fordesignerbusiness.com or at the link in the show notes for this episode.
If you're enjoying the show, help us continue to grow this amazing community of designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. And be sure to tune in next month. We've got some incredible guests and deep dives on mindset, routines, and building a design business that truly works for you.
Remember, we're cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and a happy new year.